AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The government's July employment report shows the job market has cooled. Jennifer King has the numbers.
The Labor Department reports that the U.S. added 187,000 jobs in July, fewer than economists had expected, but still a solid gain. Healthcare accounted for 63,000 of those jobs. The unemployment rate dipped down to 3.5%, and hourly wages rose 0.4%.
Gus Fauché at PNC Financial Services sees the effect of rising interest rates.
We're seeing a slowdown in the housing sector. We're seeing a slowdown in manufacturing. We will see weaker growth in some consumer service industries, and that should contribute to overall slowing job growth in the month ahead.
Ukraine says its sea drones struck a major Russian port and damaged a warship in the Black Sea. Meantime, a Russian court has convicted imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny of extremism.
Navalny is already serving a 9-year term on a variety of charges that he says were politically motivated. The extremism charges against the politician relate to the activities of Navalny's anti-corruption foundation and statements by his top associates. Navalny, who's 47, is President Vladimir Putin's fiercest foe and has exposed official corruption and organized major anti-Kremlin protests. He was arrested in January 2021 upon returning to Moscow after recuperating in Germany from nerve agent poisoning. He's blamed that poisoning on the Kremlin, but the Kremlin's denied involvement. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Global prices for food items like rice and vegetable oil have risen for the first time in months after Russia ended a deal allowing Ukraine to export grain and India restricted some rice exports. The UN Food and Agriculture Organization says its food price index rose 1.3% in July. And there's another Mega Millions drawing tonight, the jackpot an estimated $1.35 billion. This is AP News. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks gave up an early gain and closed lower following mixed reports about the job market and profits at two of Wall Street's most influential companies. The S&P 500 fell 0.5%, its fourth straight loss. The Dow lost 150 points. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite also fell 0.4%. Treasury yields fell in the bond market after the government said hiring was a touch weaker last month than economists expected. That could help keep pressure off of high inflation. Amazon jumped 8.3% after reporting a much bigger profit than expected. Apple dropped 4.8% after reporting revenue that just barely topped forecasts. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 4.05%. Seth Sutel, New York.
And Copper Beach Farm, 50 waterfront acres in Greenwich, Connecticut, has sold for nearly $139 million. Sotheby's says it's believed to be the most expensive property ever sold in the state. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.